Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasting series. I'm your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. Today, I am pleased to welcome to the podcast, Nick Bodkins, CEO and co-founder of Boisson, a purveyor in the non-alcohol beverage space. Thank you for joining me today, Nick.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great. So to begin our conversation, I wanted to ask your opinion on what you think consumers' appetites for non-alcohol beverages are today.
You know, I think that that's a super evolving answer, if I'm honest. And I also think, you know, the answer depends on the type of consumer that we're talking about. You know, we see a huge swath of generational differences in the way that people are looking at NA products, just as well as kind of just the subsets of folks, right? We have people that are beer drinkers that are looking for NA beer because they want to take a night off. We have spirits drinkers that are trying to go, you know, 2 or 3 days of alcohol consumption versus what they were looking at before. Most people that we talk to, it's about moderation or mindful drinking. But we do find ourselves in a situation with the sort of like younger cohort, like the Gen Z cohort, where about 25% of them just haven't drank alcohol. And so we essentially are seeing them looking for very different types of products than what we see with the like older generational cohorts.
Right. And I was hoping that you could explain to me and the listeners how Boisson is helping to satiate consumers' demand for non-alcohol beverage options.
Yeah. So, you know, I think when you look at a new category like this, one of the single biggest sort of challenges for brands as they start to scale is discovery and education. And what we've realized is that, yeah, I think probably a little earlier than others, is that the return to like a specialty retail environment is actually super helpful for a growing category like this. And so we operate 10 retail stores in New York, LA, and San Francisco. And then we also have an e-commerce store. And then over the last 6 months or so, we've been scaling our on-premise distribution business, where unlike sort of traditional alcohol distributors, we're able to take the data and insights that we have about the direct consumer relationships that we have in retail and e-commerce and help bars and restaurants build better, more profitable, more sustaining NA menus for their bars and restaurants.
Awesome. Well, I'd also like to spotlight a recent announcement from the company, and that is the partnership that was forged between Boisson and Drizly, in which Boisson's catalog will be available to Drizly consumers. Can you let us know what motivated the forging of this partnership and how will Boisson work with Drizly going forward?
Yeah, so the beginning of this conversation really started with the fact that here in New York State, non-alcoholic options are not able to be sold by liquor and wine stores. And so Drizly's traditional model of saying, well, we're going to go ahead and merchandise whatever NA options the local wine or liquor store that's on Drizly offers wasn't going to work here, simply because they actually didn't have anything to sell. And I think the other thing is just the general demand for NA has gotten so much broader than it was before, that if you look at a wine or a liquor store and, you know, they have a certain amount of floor and shelf space, we're a specialty retail and that's all we carry. And so the availability for the consumer through the Drizly platform to be able to buy both alcohol and NA options is one that we really sort of talked about with them from the very beginning. And so, you know, we launched exclusively here in New York. We also are on the platform in LA and San Francisco. And then the sort of thing that took it a step further was Drizly saying, well, we want to make these products available across all of the markets that we operate in, where there may not be an option to buy them locally. And so we're now doing that via shipping as well. So in all 28 states that Drizly operates in, you can go on the app, you can find the products that we sell. And if we're not in that specific market, we just ship it to you. So it really came out of just them looking at their own data and understanding how many people were sort of starting their beverage search at Drizly, whether it be a combination of alcohol or alcohol and NA, basically.
Awesome. And looking toward the future, how can partnerships like the one with Drizly help Wasan advance its mission of providing non-alcohol drinks to today's consumers?
I think that the primary outcome that we're looking for here with these kind of partnerships is one of consumer discovery. And I think that consumers have very different ways of buying, across the number of different channels. So we have the physical infrastructure, and we have that relationship with so many of the brands that we work with that making them available where consumers are starting that search, on DoorDash, on Drizly, on Amazon. We want to make those available everywhere. And now that we have this sort of physical infrastructure in place to do that, we want to meet customers where they are. That's essentially the motivating factor for each one of these channel partnerships.
Great. Well, thank you, Nick, so much for sharing with us about all the exciting things that are happening at Poisson.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much for chatting.
Awesome. And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcast.